We had a very good conversation. I think it was good for the governor to call both presiding officers in and kind of give an update of where we thought we were with the budget. And I think we're in pretty good shape right now with the budget. Talk about some of the unresolved issues like wind energy, offshore wind energy, and other challenges the state faces, whether it be in transportation or school construction or the issue with implementing the national health care policy within the state of Maryland. So we talked about those initiatives. But we're all very concerned with what's taking place in Washington, D.C. I mean, everyone knows that the issue with the fiscal cliff could have a detrimental impact on states like Virginia and Maryland. You know, it would raise everyone's taxes in the state if they do not resolve the issue, and it would also limit contracts, particularly in the federal contracts in the area of defense. So there's one estimate from DLS that the state of Maryland could lose a significant amount of jobs, anywhere between 15,000 and 90,000 jobs, if, in fact, they don't resolve the issue of the sequester that they have in Washington, D.C., which is tied to the negotiations surrounding what is commonly known as the fiscal cliff.
And what impact is that going to have on any kind of revenue initiatives the General Assembly might consider, the gas tax initiative or any others?
Well, I think it's going to have a tremendous impact on the state of Maryland, because I think if all of a sudden everyone's taxes go up, consumer confidence goes down, the amount of spending that takes place will diminish. I think if people are in the workplace and they're not confident that their job is going to be there, you're going to have a tremendous impact. I think it's going to, in a very negative possibility, if the fiscal cliff takes place. Well, on the other hand, I think if they resolve the issue in Washington, D.C., there's a stabilization of what the economy is going to look like, and there's some confidence that comes about, and people know, you know, what the direction is going to be for the next couple of years, I think it could benefit us. So I think right now we're waiting to see what takes place there by January 1st. We don't come into the 9th of January. You got 90 days to work on these initiatives. So I think we're waiting to see what takes place there. And I think that's the prudent approach to take.
If that's not resolved, does the General Assembly also hold off action on the tobacco tax, which doesn't necessarily impact everybody, as, say, the gas tax?
I don't think the tobacco tax is an initiative of the governor or either of the presiding officers in the House. No, I think, you know, there might be people to put in independent pieces of legislation. We'll take that up like any other type of legislation comes to the General Assembly. But that was not discussed, obviously, as a priority of the executive or the presiding officers.
Did you discuss